The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, guys? Kels Charles and Megan Murray here, and you are listening to Girls Talking Boys in partnership with SB Nation, as always. Hello.
Hi, I would like to report a murder.
Oh, of my soul or of the team? Question.
Of the team and okay. My soul. It's a double homicide.
The crimes are abundant. And I don't even know who to point my finger at. I'm just beside myself, Mego. What do we even do?
It was so bad. I was just laughing at some point. I was just like, really? Again? For real?
Like, I know I've been making a lot of jokes recently because it's all I can do to stop myself from crying. But like at some point, I just had to stop even like joking, because I was like, this isn't even funny. Like, I don't have the energy to make fun of this, because I'm so tired of trying to make light of this horrific dumpster fire of a scene.
Yeah, it was that bad.
Where do we even begin? Because that's what I would like to know. Where do we even begin? Do we start with Blake Bell being our actual active backup quarterback at this point? Do we start with not even scoring a touchdown? Do we start with the fact that, well, I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know where to begin.
The safety is when I was like, yeah, we're going to lose.
So here's the thing. I knew that our team didn't value safeties, because that's kind of been like a narrative with the Cowboys for a while now. But when we were talking safety, I thought we meant like the position, not like we didn't even concern ourselves with the concept of like allowing other teams to make us score points against ourselves. But apparently this season, we're okay with that too. Like.
Yeah. Also, like, I wasn't aware that Kyler Murray and Josh Allen had a baby named Kyle Allen, and that he was going to come ruin my life.
Well, here he is. He's like Chucky, but worse.
Apparently he's a Pro Bowler.
That's what we're really good at doing, you guys.
That's what it looks like. If I'm judging him off of one game and one game only, Pro Bowl bid for Kyle Allen. Here's today.
If you need a self-esteem boost, come to Dallas. Or have us come to you, because that's what we're here for. We are here to serve other people. Actually, if you want to think about it for a second, I consider us pretty selfless. It feels very giving of us. 'Tis the season. We're almost near Thanksgiving. We're basically just here to help other teams feel better about themselves. Make guys that were sitting on fishermen boats who now are seemingly all pros in the backfield, guys who you didn't even know their names before this season, go ahead and click that button when you're voting them to the Pro Bowl. You're welcome, America. because here we are. We really are America's team. We are the team of the people.
You're making dreams come true left and right. Just pathetic.
So I could just go off on so many stats, and I'm sure I'll throw some horrific ones your way today, but I'm going to start with this one real quick. Our buddy and pal, RJ Ochoa, he pointed out to us that the Washington football team did not reach 22 points in any single game from week 2 through week 6. And they had 22 points in the first half against the Cowboys. Granted, they didn't get much farther, but like, still.
Yeah. Talk about making a name for yourself. Team with no name.
Yeah.
Ouch.
It's just kind of depressing.
I just can't think of one good thing. Like, one, Tony Pollard had a great return. That is it. One time.
Right.
And then nothing happened after that. Nothing right. Good.
Like, there was a point in time where I was literally just naming off the Cowboys backup quarterbacks of years past to entertain myself. Like, that's where we got. Which, for the record, I would just like to say that that hit on Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
I'm shook.
Don Bostic sucks.
He's a veteran and he knows better. And the fact that like Andy was sliding, like that's what quarterbacks do he's literally like rendering himself defenseless and you went helmet to helmet. Like, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And it was horrific in itself to watch, not to mention the fact that the freaking broadcast made us watch it like 40 more times. I have a bone to pick with that. I have to say, I really hate that. Like, I understand watching a replay, but if a player is like actually like physically like injured, I don't want to see it 40 times. And also, like, why are you doing that? Like, this becomes like injury porn at some point. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing? Why?
Like, I think we already knew like he was in the wrong here. Like, why did we have to see it again?
Right. Like, it's just like, it's horrific. It was like,
I gained nothing from that.
Nothing. And we're done with that. Like, I'm concerned about his well-being now. And I don't want to watch the man like literally go, you know, have like stars in his eyes. Like, I don't want to watch that. That's horrible. It was a dirty hit. It was terrible. He should have and did get ejected because it was trash. Just like Washington. Sorry. But
really. I don't know.
Well, so it takes one to know one. So here we are.
We're all garbage here, my friend.
But that was just a lot for me. We thought that this season couldn't get worse, and here we are. It's we are going on having a record season that we've never been worse since the time that Jerry has taken over the team. And we thought that coming out of last game, you know, there's horrible things would happen, like blah, 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 blah. And like, we just had to learn from that. And then we go into this game and then more guys go down. When LVE went down, when Leighton went down, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I panic. Right. And then Dalton goes down and I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, whoever has the Cowboys voodoo doll, like, put it down, literally step away from the voodoo doll, because this isn't funny anymore. It's just not.
No. Look, as much as we love the Nooch, I was not ready to see him at this juncture.
Right.
We're just falling apart all around. Offense, defense, stick a fork in me. I'm done. Yikes.
It's
big. Our rookies looked like rookies today.
I think that was one of the most like astounding things to me too. Watching CD tonight. And again, like at this point with the mistakes that I'm watching being made, they have to be mental. You know, this guy, it's not like, did they not have rain in Oklahoma? Like, come on, man. You couldn't catch that. and it's not, I'm not talking poorly about him as an individual. It's just like everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. And at this point, it's like, I don't know what else to chalk it up to besides everyone is mentally screwed right now. Like everyone's so in their own brain that like they can't get out and we need to hire some therapists. Like I don't, like I'm genuinely.
Are we taking credence in the report that Janie Slates dropped earlier this week after watching that? Does that solidify it for you? Like that was true?
Hell yeah. I mean, listen, let me just say something about that for the record. Jane Slater is a damn good reporter. And No reporter, as someone who is trained professionally, like I went to college for journalism, no reporter ever wants to go public with an unnamed source. That's not what you want to do. But at the end of the day, it's your job to share relevant news. And that was very, very, very relevant news.
There's even more relevant now.
And you can't tell me that it's not true. And even if it isn't, things aren't great there. They're just not great in the locker room. And
it's definitely true for sure. But who said it, we'll never know.
Yeah. And I just think that it shows,
to your point, excuse me, I'm tired from talking about this because it's just like, it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Like it's to your point, it kind of, their actions on the field today made that report seem even more validated because they all looked a mess. They didn't trust each other. They didn't trust themselves. Like it was just like this, like, you know, and they're going to turn around and like point fingers at someone else. Like even tonight, I literally was like shook. Like the concept of players not responding viciously to their quarterback being targeted, even if it's not your starting quarterback. What the hell? Like what? And Zeke had a good poignant response. And he was like, well, it's not going to do any of us good if we all get ejected, which is super fair. Okay, that's very fair. But like Mike McCarthy, I was actually having to check and make sure this was a real quote, but it was like, he was almost saying like, I think it was John Machado that tweeted, I mean, everyone has the quote, but he was like, yeah, it was kind of surprising to me too, or something like that. Like that no one like really reacted when Andy Dalton got just totally annihilated. And like that.
He said, We speak all the time about playing for one another, protecting one another. It was definitely not the response you would expect. Okay.
You go on record saying that? Like, what? Again, don't even tell me that that report isn't true when you're put your name on it has been the narrative all this week. Well, you know what? The head coach just went out there and put his name on that. And I don't know how I'm supposed to interpret that because you basically just told me that your team doesn't stick up for each other. Or I really don't know how else to interpret that. How else would you interpret that? Do you know? Because
I mean, I interpret it like he's putting it on the O-line, but like that O-line is not used to really playing together. So like they're just not a cohesive unit. How do you want them to act? They should get mad, but they're all defeated.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
I think defeated is the absolute best way to describe this because that's the only way I can actually, that's the only way I can tell you how I feel about this because it's just, it's exhausting. Like coming on here and being like, oh, well, you know, technically speaking, like Washington football team isn't really good. Their offense is terrible and they don't even know who their quarterback really is. And their defense is great. It's fine because there's obviously Chase Young is who he is. And like, we know they have some really key players, but like, they're nothing to like phone home about. And then we go out and make these guys seem like you've mentioned before, like Pro Bowlers. Like, what is going on? Like, where do you even go from here? Where do you go from here? Because you play the Eagles next. It's not even it's not even fun anymore. It's like, it's not fun to like look forward to talking about how, you know, you're not going to fix any of the problems that you've had from previous weeks. And you know, are we not going to bring anyone in? You know, it's like, well, we're not, if we're happy with what we have here and, you know, we're in the middle of the season and we're just decimated. So what are we doing? Like, honestly, like, what are we doing at this point? And you can tell me all you want that, like, you're confident in Mike Nolan or whatever else. But ultimately, at the end of the day, something's not working. It's just not. And you can either go on like this and have a historically horrific season, or you can pivot and do something about it. And I just
I just want to know if they've tried turning it off and turning it back on again.
Unplugging it and plugging it back in again. Like, like holding, you know, holding.
Yeah, hold it for 10 seconds.
Yep.
And then release and then turn it back on.
Yeah. Like if you guys need us to do that, like we'll come to the star, like, we can push the button. I'm
happily
10 fingers. I'm happy to help. Like, I know there's like 90 some odd players, but like whatever y'all need, we're available for that. Yeah, man, it's just, it's crazy. We're pretty much trailing in all of the different categories. If you want us to go down the stat lines, I mean, they're 3-for-12 and third down efficiency. So that's 25%, 0% on fourth down. So that's good. We had 142, ha! Oh my geez, 142 net yards. Christ, excuse my French, but like, this is an actual.
Christ isn't French.
Yeah. Like, Brad.
Just say sacre bleu.
Brad Sham and Babe Laufenberg put it best. I was listening to the broadcast on my phone and early on. And they're like, if you're just getting back out of church, and it was in the first quarter, if you're just getting out of church and you're tuning into the game, you might want to turn back around and walk in and walk back in again and go ahead and pray for this team. And I was like, dang. And you know what? I don't know who forgot to say their Hail Marys today, but you know, you let the whole team down because someone didn't pray hard enough. Cause here we are.
Jerry from Garland put his socks on at the wrong time again.
Here's the thing, Jerry or Gary or
whatever your name is.
You know who I'm going to blame? I'm going to go ahead and blame Stephen Kletty. I think that Stephen definitely didn't have his juju right today. Like something was off. He probably forgot his little like seance set up for the Cowboys. Like I don't ever know if he found the football that he said he lost. Like it must be that. It has to be that. Because I don't know.
Someone send Steven a football.
Steven.
We're donezo.
We're donezo. We are donezo, Meg. I mean, again, time of possession, 23 minutes, 36 minutes for Washington. Strip sack for Washington. It safety. Hey, listen, DeMarcus Lawrence and Everson Griffin had a sack each, so that's cool. Good for them on that. Yeah, man, I've kind of gotten to the point. I watched Zeke get blown up on when he was trying to block, and I was like, at this point, I don't even know if I want him in the game because I don't even want my guys who are my starters to get hurt because I don't trust that we can defend. We can even like keep ourselves healthy. Like, do I even want my number ones in the game at this point? I'm terrified because I don't ever want to see Zeke get hit like that again.
All right, so everyone, tell me who we're tanking for, because it's not Trevor Lawrence. So, you know, let me know.
Here's what we're
tanking. No, but in all actuality, I'm here for what you were saying. Like, somebody do something. Do it. Do something about it. Pivot. It's not too late to, like, feel better about the entire organization. It's right. Not just... like, let's make a run and get to the playoffs. I don't give a flying fart in space about that. All I care about is, like, feeling pride in the organization that I love. Right now, I don't. And I know they don't because it's very apparent. So that's all I want.
I feel that to my core. Like, at the end of the day, you know, I care about this team because I care about the people that work there. I care about the players to play, and it just feels like the passion is just not there. And it's just, it's so sad to me. You know, you, if you want to harken back to the Jason Garrett days, you know, 6 months ago, but for real, it's a privilege. You talk about, it's a privilege to wear the star on your helmet. Is it though? Like, is it like, are we really living up to the organization that we say we are?
Not right now.
No. And you know, we had Posh on Thursday for Fan Friday when he and I record on Thursday. And
by the way, he was wonderful. That was such a fun episode,
dude. He's
as awesome. Like sad as we may be,
literally that. But like he made a good point. He was like Kelsey, like the Cowboys like haven't been that good for honestly a long time, and maybe like I don't know. I don't want to like. I just
someone's got to hold them accountable, and I'm putting that on as we can bitch and moan all we want on on here or on all of us collectively on Twitter or whatever it may be. But I know there are guys in that locker room, even guys that technically can't be in the locker room but care a whole heck of a lot about this team, that are going to need to hold somebody accountable. And I really do feel like that could happen.
Yeah.
We'll see what comes of it. But
yeah, I'm with you. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, they need to start small. They need to go back to the basics. To me, it's
going to stop trying to do like fancy, weird defenses that clearly no one understands. What's that about?
It's literally, it's like, what does it take to stack at least one victory? What does it take? Because we desperately need momentum in our favor. And, you know, we need it for the sake of our record. We need it for the sake of this team's, you know, like even competing in this division, but also we need it for the sake of just like the actual mental health of the organization, let alone our fan base. But like the team, for them just to believe that they are like capable of putting a tick in the win column. Like they desperately need this. And then from there, you know, you need to stack some wins. But honestly, Meg, it's not going to get much easier from here. Like, that's the thing that is discouraging to me, is that, again, we talked at the beginning of the season where you have these wins where it's like, oh, well, you know, COVID, and they didn't have, you know, training camp and whatever else. Well, you know what? The wins that we could have won, I kind of wish we would have won them, because coming up isn't going to be much easier. I mean, we play the Eagles, and – I mean, if we can freaking lose to the Washington football team, straight like that, I don't feel good about the Eagles.
To anybody.
And then we have the Steelers. It turns out the Steelers are actually good at football. They're 6-0. Records aside, they're just good at football. They're going to annihilate us. The Vikings,
Mom, I'm scared. Come pick me up.
Do you have a pulse? Okay. Maybe we play Washington again. Cool. Freaking Ravens. Can't wait for that one, but I can. Bengals. Not looking forward to that either. Joe Burrow is going to put on a clinic, and we're going to get him single-handedly elected as the rookie of the year off of that game alone. So honestly, David Hellman, you're welcome. You're welcome for whatever that's going to be. Like, I just, the optimism, I know I don't have it right now, but someone on that team needs to find it, and they need to cultivate it, and they need to spread it, because there's no other reason in my mind how we've been able to fall so far.
Y'all heard it here. It's all about the locker room right now. Just saying.
Like that, the culture is to me the most important thing at this point. And again, we're decimated, y'all. Like, we're decimated. It's horrible. And I feel absolutely terrible for every single guy that's gone down. And I feel terrible for Andy watching him go down today. And, you know, super pumped for the Nooch because obviously he prepared well. And, you know, but like you said, like, we're not like he's a third string quarterback, and like, he's going to be great. I think he has some good potential, but obviously we weren't interested in seeing him yet for very, again, obvious reasons. But yeah, like, I think that it really does. Like, I think that this team needs some leadership. It needs some leadership in the locker room. We need some leadership on the coaching staff. They need to align. They need to communicate, and like, they need to get on the same.
Someone needs to put a C on their chest and mean it. That's all I'm saying. Say it with your chest.
Literally that. So, yeah, man, it's sad. It's really sad. I'm sure we're gonna have a really fun time on Thursday. You know, just this week in general, mourning this loss, and I cannot wait for all of the horrific stat lines to come out and the articles, and, you know,
do yourselves a favor. Don't turn on ESPN.
Literally, just don't. Just don't. Just don't do it. So, you know, at the end of the day, you guys, I feel bad. I'm sad. I'm sure you're sad too. I think that, you know, like I mentioned, for me, I think luckily the rest of the other teams in this division are hot garbage too. So just because we're down and out doesn't mean we're down completely and out, but like, we are not in a good spot. And at the end of the day, we just need to really take care of our mentals and figure it out. So Meg, I am going to go mourn some more. I don't know about you, but I need a minute. And
I'm going to hopefully not mourn the Dodgers tonight.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully not that too. Anyways, you guys can come hang out with us on Twitter. We'll commiserate with you. You can find me at Kelsey_Charles and Meg.
At Meg Murray with 4 R's.
And make sure you guys are subscribed to the Blog and the Boys podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher. Rate, review, subscribe. Despite it all, it really does mean a lot to us, you guys. And listen, we realize it's been a rough going, but there's some really important words we want to make sure you never forget.
And especially in this Philly hate week, it would be Dallas forever, Philly for absolutely never. I don't care what's happening.
We don't care. Goodbye.